This is EPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Dozens of agents from federal immigration and drug agencies and others began pounding on doors at an Aurora apartment complex early this morning. That's the Edge at Lowry Apartments. The DEA posted on X that it is participating in operations taking place throughout the metro area. Closing arguments were Thursday in Jefferson County in the trial of Jeremy Smith. He's facing charges in the 2023 shooting death of Adam Fresquez. Smith is claiming self-defense in the shooting at a car charging station in Edgewater. Prosecutors say Smith acted recklessly. He maced Fresquez and shot him twice in the back. In Colorado Springs, the Downtown Review Board has approved plans for what would be the city's tallest building. CPR's Dan Boyce.
The One Vela apartment building would rise 300 feet above the ground, about 50 feet taller than the city's current tallest building. Many residents have pushed back against the project. They argue the 27-story glass tower would change the character of the city's relatively quiet downtown and disrupt a modest skyline that allows for abundant views of Pike's Peak. Nevertheless, the review board's unanimous vote means the proposal complies with city code. Opponents have promised to appeal to the city council, and city council would hear that appeal sometime in March. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
An experiment with AI at the recent X Games in Aspen could change how competitions are judged. Using cameras to record snowboard practice runs, artificial intelligence accurately predicted the top three finishers. Jeremy Bloom is CEO of the X Games.
The goal is to bring objectivity across all subjective and refereed sports so that teams never lose a game off a bad human call, an athlete never gets underscored or overscored off a bad call or judge.
Bloom will take the X Games global next year. This is CPR News and KRCC.